Now, this is Midsummer Night's Dream 5. A few words on Theseus. Now, Theseus is, as I said, a mythological figure. It belongs to Greek mythology. He is one of those mythical founder kings, un re fondatore, of Athens. Now, traditionally, he's the founder of the city of Athens. And, you know, in order to found the city, to produce civilization, in other words, he, as a hero, had to fight against many enemies, most of them monsters and animals. So again, like we saw in Beowulf, it's the triumph of human civilization over the dark forces of nature. Again, here, this is in the tradition, not in the play I'm talking about. Now, so he is the hero of the living together, you know, the synoikismos, so the living, I'm sorry, that's the Greek term, but you don't need to remember. So he's the hero of civilization, of the living together, of human community, and of human society. Now, again, he's mixed blood. His mother is human, the father was one of the gods of the Greek Olympus, and he is also, as many heroes in Greek mythology, a terrible womanizer. Okay, he was a great abductor of women, no, che rapisce molte donne, as many as, like, as Jupiter and many of the gods of Greek mythology and Greek pagan religion were. And among the many women that, you know, mythologically speaking, he is described as having married, there is Hippolyta, the Amazon queen. But Hippolyta, there's various versions of this relationship, but by and large, Hippolyta is, being a queen and being the queen of the Amazons, you know, the strong, powerful warrior woman, she somehow decides to be, she doesn't want to go down easily. So there is this idea of this couple fighting before becoming a couple. Una coppia che si sfida a duello. Anyway, the image, I won thy love doing the injuries, communicates the idea of love as a battle, love as war, love as a violent act. And this is an important element, an important theme, which we will see reappear later on. Now, what happens then is, again, of paramount importance. This scene, straight after Theseus has mentioned, you know, this, the origin of this, of the love between him and his future wife, we get Aegeus, a father figure, the equivalent of Desdemona's father, let's say, but a more irrational version. Not to mention Portia's father, who was not irrational at all. Aegeus enters, hailing along his daughter Hermia. So we have a father and a daughter. Hermia is the daughter of Aegeus, followed by Lysander, who is the man, the young man that she wants to marry, and Demetrius. And Demetrius is the young man that the father wants her to marry. So here is, again, you know, another situation in which love, both fatherly love, inverted commas, and romantic love, gives origin to conflicts and complications and fighting and battling and, you know, something very powerful and potentially very destructive. Now, Aegeus is going to Theseus, and he's dragging along Hermia, and that's what he says to Theseus, who is the duke, and hence also the judge the representative of the law in Athens, and he says, "Happy be Theseus, our renowned duke." And Theseus says, "What's the news with thee? You know, why are you coming here?" And he says, "Full of vexation come I," see, vexation, violence, conflict, anger, negative stuff, "with complaint against my child, my daughter Hermia. Stand forth, Demetrius. My noble lord, this man hath my consent to marry her." So we're, you know, thrown straight into the issue here. Marriage, marrying, consenting to marrying. "Stand forth, Lysander." So the Demetrius and Lysander, the two main protagonists of the play. "And my gracious lord, this man has witched the bosom of my child." Now, when I read the word witched, you will immediately be reminded, of course, of Brabantio and Desdemona, and how Brabantio was convinced that Othello had bewitched Desdemona. The same situation appears here. Aegeus accuses Lysander, who is the man that she loves, and he does not want her to love, of having bewitched the daughter. Thou, Lysander, thou hast given her rhymes and interchanged love tokens with my child. Thou hast by moonlight at her window sung with feigning voice verses of feigning love and stolen the impression of her fantasy with bracelet of thy hair, rings, gauds, conceits, knacks, trifles, nosegates, sweetmeats, messenger of strong prevailment in unhardened youth. With cunning hast thou filched my daughter's heart, turned her obedience, which is due to me, to stubborn harshness." So this is a very angry father. And the father is angry because the daughter is not obeying him yet again. And instead of taking it out of the daughter, or thinking that the daughter is well capable of making her own decisions, he turns, like Brabantio, against the male, the young man the daughter is in love with. So this is a situation which you are already familiar with. But there is a difference.